I've never felt this strongly about someone in my whole life.
Are you serious?
Never.
Butterflies?
When she walks in the room.
The scent, the look, everything. Personality.
Dude, literally everything. How's the feet? Incredible. There you go, guys. Here, I fed you a little bit. Baby birds.
Goddamn.
Is Gableton? That what you say in an orgy? Are we in?
Orgies can go awry. I've never been in one, but can you imagine? But one bad apple?
What do you mean?
One guy comes too quick?
Yeah.
One dude with like a smelly cooter?
A dude got the smelly cooter?
I don't know. I think cooter can kind of be, it can flow both ways.
Yeah.
Hey, you gotta, yeah. I like when women go, my pussy hard.
What?
I like it.
What?
Yep.
What did you say?
When I like when women use dude terms. I think it's super funny.
I don't know if I've heard that.
Really? Instead of a woman being like, I'm so wet, a woman be like, man, I'm so hard. It's so funny.
I feel like I'd be about to get like dunked on or something. Girl's like, I'm so hard right now. I'd be like in the streets? Dude, I was in Miami. There's so many BBLs out there.
Too many, maybe.
Yeah, but like you...
How do they look? I mean, are they like, all right?
They look like a BBL. You know, it's like veneers. When you see veneers, you go, those are fake teeth. You know immediately.
The answer to this is yes. But there's got to be some BBLs out there.
Yeah, that are
like, okay, it fits your body.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Definitely. And the ones like that, you probably don't really notice. You're probably just like, nice behind. Hey.
Yeah.
But the ones you really notice are the ones that are like, I mean, this looks like it was like.
Like a lowercase b.
Yeah, like somebody took Mrs. Potato Head and put another Mrs. Potato Head on her ass. Bonk.
Potato heads are just funny.
Potato salad is dumb.
I'm out.
It's like rolling around and it's rolling around in potatoes, isn't it?
I've never potatoes been a potato salad guy. It's too dry.
Some can be a little slopped up, slop top.
Potatoes in general are dry. Maybe the ones I've had, the cubes are too big. Maybe they need to make it a little less cubed. Because if you go big potato, too much.
It's always, I mean, it's served cold, right? I like my potatoes a little warm.
Yo, warm potato salad? That's potato porridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like mashed potatoes with croutons.
Dude, I went to this place.
Okay.
Yep. That it's called, you know what? I'm going to shout them out. I have so much fun there.
Good.
It's called the potato. No, it's called the loaded potato. Fuck. Now I don't remember.
The loaded potato? Baked potato?
The baked potato. Thank you, sir.
Wait.
The baked potato. The jazz place. Yeah. Have
you been? I love that place.
Shut up.
I went with my parents.
Dude, it's my favorite place.
You've been?
I've been three times.
Recently?
I love it.
Dude, that place is electric. It literally used to be a block away from my apartment. I never went there.
Dude.
You remember?
Hold on. It used to be a block away. Hold on.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the baked potato, but I used to live in that area too, I lived there when you didn't live there. I lived on like Bluffside. Remember, you know that street?
No.
Cool.
But Studio City, right?
Studio City.
It was
I lived right next to the Ralphs.
Yes.
Michael, dude. What's your name?
Hey, Trevor, by the way. We should do a podcast. So who's your, what got you into comedy, if you don't mind me asking?
When people ask me that, I wish I had a gun and I wish it was legal to shoot them, but not dead. Well, I think I would like to shoot someone if they would pass away for like a day or two. Maybe
a coma?
Like a poison. Yeah.
Yeah.
Comas are hilarious. Comas, your body's like, go to sleep for a little bit.
Yeah, but what's the body doing in a coma? How do you not, do you pee?
Do you dream the whole time? You have to pee because you're alive still. Are you breathing?
But what, are you drinking?
I think you have to drink or you're going to die. But
what about
pee?
The funniest thing that somebody's ever woken up in a coma and seen? Like they're opening eyes after 4 months.
Like a petting zoo.
The nurse is breastfeeding. Oh, shit, my bad. I didn't know you were still asleep.
Oh, wake up and see it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. Friends reruns? The baked potato.
Yes.
Why was I saying this?
It's potato. A jazz club. They have baked potatoes. I went to my parents for the first time like 2 months ago. It's fucking electric.
Dude, it's the best. No one go. Well, go. I like them. But it's just so small that like if it gets like big, I'm going to be pissed. It's literally 50 seats at the most.
I walked in. I was like, put a show in here. Stand up. This would be great.
Oh, number one thing I saw thought of. But 50 seats. And bro, I know what a lot of venues says, but there's no bad seat in the house. The three times I went, I sat in not the super front because it's too loud because I'm a little bitch, but like one row back. Bro, it is so...
I love... What type of music was it when I was there?
Jazz.
Jazz?
They did jazz.
When I went, it was half jazz, half like the blues. Dude, the fucking blues.
The blues, bro.
On like a Sunday, I'm doing like just cleaning up at my place.
Yeah.
Some blues.
Bro.
Fuck.
This dude
I'll drive a convertible through a Ralph's right now.
Do it.
Wallace, you like Dude. Stevie Ray Vaughan? Holy shit.
Fuck.
Good.
He's a good guy. He plays the guitar.
He
really
has
good.
Since passed.
Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Mm.
Where'd he go? Passed where? He got passed at the store? I'm doing jokes. So,
all right.
We did it.
Baked potato. Potato.
Baked you, potato.
You get,
potato.
What'd you get when
what
you
was
got
I
there?
Saying?
Wendy's has potatoes.
They do. They're fine. I know what. Actually, fuck that. They're really good.
Wendy's like takes a risk and then they like get nervous. Like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, they do it and it doesn't sell well. And they go, we can't keep doing this.
I know, but some places like Jack in the Box are like, teriyaki chicken bowl and churros. And they're like, okay.
Everyone that works there went to prison.
Jack in the Box is phenomenal, though.
Sir. No, it's not.
What?
I'm a big don't give a fuck about, like, I love fast food. Jack in the Box is so, every single time I go.
What do you get?
I don't even remember.
See, here's
the thing. Oh, no. It is that place. It has tacos there, too, right?
The tacos are like, those. I just put those bitches on the side. Those are like napkins for my tongue after. Just like clean it up a little bit.
Side tacos.
But they have a chicken sandwich, spicy chicken sandwich. They have a $1 chicken sandwich. Right. Then they got a $5 chicken sandwich. All right. That $5 on some buttermilk ranch.
I'm starving.
I'd deep throat that bitch.
Hold on.
What is buttermilk? Milk and butter?
Mm. Is it? What's oat milk?
I don't know. Do you like overnight oats?
Motherfuckers making milk out of everything.
Do you like
oat? They got Timbaland boot milk now. What the fuck's going on?
They got oat milk,
almond milk.
Throat
milk.
Pistachio
milk?
Had it yesterday, yeah.
Motherfuckers out here liking pistachio ice cream. Dude, I'm sick of it. Don't tell me you like it.
No, first, thank God. I have a lot of thoughts to unpack here. I went on the lady I'm seeing now. Hey, big pistachio girl. She gets ice cream, pistachio. And I go, are you 97 years old? Are we playing bingo?
Pistachios are phenomenal. Pistachio ice cream, go in the ocean and kill yourself.
It just doesn't taste like ice cream.
Good. It's terrible.
Pistachio.
But pistachios, not ice cream form?
I can see.
Unbelievable.
You seem like a guy who would never get the deshelled ones. I feel like you like to work for your nut in every variation
you can imagine.
Bro,
you know what's so funny is you're 100% right, but, dude, you've never been in my place. You hate me. But my place-
I've literally texted you being like, I'm in your area.
I know. Every single time you're in my area, I'm not there. But we got to do it. You'll love my place. Hopefully. I don't know. But I do have a jar of pistachio, shelled pistachios.
As decor?
No, I eat them. Oh. But I'm telling you that I like them so much that I got a jar for them.
You'd be a great squirrel.
Oh, I would crush it. Because I'd be stacking shit in walls.
Really?
No.
What have you added any decorations to your place that you're like, fuck yeah? Because you moved into a new place.
Yeah.
So, like, do you do anything you're like, oh, that looks amazing?
Yes, dude. I have this mirror that I'm going to explain this horrendously, but I have this, like, mirror that's maybe, like, you know, six feet tall, so it's taller than me. So 6 feet
nice.
By, like, I don't know, 3 feet. Like, one of those big mirrors. But it has, like, an industrial feel to it. It has, like, kind of wrought iron?
Barbed wire on the sides?
Maybe. Wrought iron? That's what it is.
Roth iron?
Yeah. Sep. Ira. Roth iron.
Yes.
It looks like windows, but it's wrought iron over the mirror. I'm bombing explaining
rods
it.
Over it?
Yeah.
Like the rods so people don't break into your house?
It sort of looks like that, but it's over the mirror.
Can you see the mirror?
Yes.
Okay.
But they're like, it's sort of like just, I don't need, so, Gabe, can you please bring up a picture? I'm bombing right now. Like,
yeah, what is he going to type in for this?
Mirror, wrought iron.
Where did you get it or did you make it?
I did not make it. Mm. I got it at like, I got it at Home Depot, actually.
Hey.
Yeah, it's really nice. I really like it. My point is, so it has an industrial feel to it. And then I put, no, that's not it at all. It's like squared. I would just, yeah, wrought iron, squared, mirror, Home Depot. I'm telling you, we're going to get it. And you're
Gabe's
gonna
love good
it.
At typing.
He's so good at typing. That one.
Which one?
That one. That's it.
Oh.
Boom.
Yeah, it's got bars on it. You could just say it was like divided in six, like a piece of chocolate.
Well, I'm stupid. I'm an idiot.
Are you good at Pictionary?
Yes. Pictionary, what is that?
What's the one where you gotta like act it out? Like
charades.
Amazing.
Charades
amazing.
You're good at charades?
Charades amazing.
Really?
The one, I'm fucking nasty at charades.
Okay.
But that is just hard to, whatever, it doesn't matter. But I hear you. Let's play charades right now. Pick a thing.
It's great for an audio podcast.
Hold on. Was that sarcasm?
No.
Gabe looks like a fucking fisherman and I'm sick of it.
No, game night. Game night's pop off.
Game night, dude, I played game, should I just tell the people? I was about to say, I played game night. All right. Do it.
You do it.
play the fucking R&B music. I have a girlfriend.
Michael is, you know,
I'm locked up like that mirror.
Locked up,
locked
but in
up.
A good way.
In dude, in the best
you
sense.
You locked
of
the
locked
door.
Up. Yes,
you didn't get locked up.
No, we. Well, here's the beauty of it. We both had a key, and we held the key at the same time and locked it together.
Yeah,
yeah.
Give me her key. She ain't leaving.
Good. What? Scales and keys are hilarious.
Keys
oh,
are
my
so
door's
big.
Locked. Now it's not. I have keys, a key to open the whole thing.
Keys are so big in movies.
Stupid.
So every jail cell, Pirates of the Caribbean, the key is the size of a telephone.
We don't need it that big.
Well, the guys are like reaching out to like always like pet the dog. There's always a dog in jail. First of all, if I'm in jail and there's a dog,
I'm eating
not
it.
A bad jail.
Oh, okay.
You're eating it.
I don't know. I feel like in jail they don't feed you enough.
I can't imagine they do.
Do they feed good stuff? That wasn't even a sentence.
No.
Do they feed
no.
good stuff?
Michael.
No,
Michael,
but I will bet you if we had Gabe first of all playing Fruit Ninja, I don't know what
Wellington?
He's doing right now. But you just look so
he's rolling his own vape.
Like, yeah, you look like you're about to break into the Pentagon. You look really like into a computer.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at before and after BBLs.
Good, bring
yeah.
it up. Bring
yeah,
that
we'll
up.
We'll get to it later.
Goddamn.
Las Vegas, Trevor Wallace doing a pop-up show, all new material, fresh off the special. Come see me February 7th. That is next Wednesday, week from today.
Whoa.
One show only holds like 300. That bitch will sell out. And then we got shit coming in later. We're adding shows left and right. We're going to be adding San Francisco as of tomorrow. We're adding Tempe and Tampa in the next couple weeks. But right now on the website, we have Salt Lake City, May 30th through June 1st. Miami, Florida, Mr. 305, you and I, June 21st through June 23rd. Sacramento, what a great city for comedy. And I mean that. June 28th to June 30th, Portland, Oregon, Lexington, Kentucky. All on my website, Nashville. We are adding. It's going to be a fucking hot girl summer. Stand-up summer. And you can also see Michael Blaustein before that, in the spring or summer.
Yes.
If you go to blaucomedy.com,
yes.
You'll see this motherfucker this weekend.
This weekend! Let me tell you something. February 8th to the 10th, I'll be in Phoenix, Arizona. I think,
how many shows sold out?
I mean, honestly, I think all of them at this point. But go get tickets. I think we might be adding another one. So go get tickets if there's tickets still available. Ontario, California. Guys, February 22nd to 25th, we added a sixth show, and that is sold out. We're going to maybe add a seventh, I swear to God. So go get tickets before you cannot.
A seventh?
Yes. I don't know what's happening. February 28th, I'll be in Minneapolis. That is sold out. I love you guys. February 29th, Milwaukee almost sold out. March 1st to the 2nd, I'll be in Chicago. All shows are sold out. March 8th. Guys, New York City, what the frick? Go buy some tickets. March 8th, it's where I started as a comedy, so go get tickets before you cannot. March 9th, we added a show in Atlanta. Those tickets are selling, and many, many more dates on my calendar. Go to blogcomedy.com. That is blogcomedy.com. Guys, I love you. On to the mother beeping show.
Goddamn. Hey, Michael, is fear a factor for you? Because I'll tell you what's not a factor, me being hungry, because I use Factor every single day. I use Factor.
Buddy? Ask me if I use Factor.
Do you use Factor?
Literally 3 meals a freaking day. You take it, and it's not like this garbage food. It's actually sensational, like cuisine-style food. Mm-hmm. You put it in the microwave. It's 2 minutes. By the way, the food is never frozen, by the way. You put 2 minutes,
yeah.
It comes out, and it's like restaurant-quality food.
Legit
it's,
good.
It's legit amazing, and we live such crazy lives. I don't even go to the grocery store anymore, and I literally just eat Factor every day, and it's phenomenal, okay?
If you're on the go or you don't even want to cook, but you still want to have that quality like you did just cook, it's great. You get to pre-pick what you want up and coming ahead weeks, and it's super easy to use. They have an app. They have a website. Do you want 6? Do you want 8 a week? Do you want to do add-ons? I did the add-ons, the wellness shots.
Oh.
I did the fucking protein shakes. Like, I am setting myself up for success. Because when I didn't have this, I mean, I was doing like, I would pour coffee in my oatmeal and then be like, this works.
Yeah, so. I would literally just drink a 5-hour energy and just go on my day and then start shaking about 2:30 and then be like, I guess I should eat. So everybody, head to factormeals.com/socks50 and use code socks50 to get 50% off. What did I just say? 50% off. That's insane. That is code socks50 at factormeals.com/socks50 to get 50% off. Guys, listen, life's hectic. Go get some enjoyable meals.
Goddamn. So first of all, Michael.
Yeah. I got a girlfriend. All right,
you have a
yeah.
girlfriend. Not that you're ever in the streets, but you're out of the streets.
I'm out of the streets,
you
too.
You had a lease on the streets, which you never used.
Nope.
But you're like, I don't need this. Crumble.
I don't need it, man. I don't need it. I just like, dude, being out of a relationship has its advantages. Being in a relationship has advantages. But I will say, man, like this, and not to get all whatever on everyone right now, because I know this is a cum podcast, but I've never felt this strongly about someone in my whole life.
Are you serious?
Never. 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 And it honestly,
that's
bro.
That's incredible,
dude,
man.
Dude, I am like, dude, again,
Dave,
I know.
Clip this part. That's the only clip of this week is Michael is saying that.
Bro, I'm going to be honest, man. Cue the R&B music and everyone who doesn't want, oh, everyone, we're
really?
Not going to, dude.
Butterflies?
Bro, when she walks in the room.
Really?
Yes, man.
The scent, the look,
everything,
the everything.
Everything.
Personality.
Dude, literally everything. House of Feet? Incredible. There you go, guys. Here, I fed you a little bit. Baby birds. But, I mean, dude, like in love, bro.
Really?
Like, so, bro, like, yeah. Like, I'm floating
bro,
around.
Bro, speechless.
Dog, I'm telling you, man. I've never.
When
I'm
going to
say this
know?
Again. Like, I never, huh?
When did you know? Right, like, first date, you're like, oh,
first,
hold on.
Dude, yes. First date.
Was there something she did or said that you're like, hold on?
She just had like, I mean, obviously she was beautiful, but she just had like this personality that like, you just like talk to someone and it's like, you click like immediately.
Yeah.
The riff is good. The like, even like the more like introspective conversations, they were like, she's just really good at having those conversations. She's really good at like riffing. She's really great at being like silly. It's like, sort of like just this perfect like amalgamation of a person that fits really, really well with me. It's like, dude, I love being silly, but I also love...
Yeah, it's funny because you just described me.
Yeah, I know. I
hot,
mean, dude,
good riff.
Buddy, listen. I would... If all else fails, I'll be with you.
Hell
I think,
yeah.
Dude, I think we would have a great relationship.
We yeah, just, I think we complain about a lot of the same things, and I feel like that's all you need in a relationship is one person gets home, goes, the fucking traffic on the 405, and then they forgot the beef and broccoli. That'd be a big problem. Just broccoli?
Just broccoli. I mean, but
beef and broccoli, who's doing the heavy lifting? Beef.
The beef. Well,
broccoli's getting way too much equity.
The broccoli takes a lot of the consistency away, and I'm sick of it. Have you seen the baby florets, the real small ones? That's where they need to start putting in beef and broccoli. Because sometimes the beef and broccoli, like, what is this, sometimes a fucking oak tree?
Yeah, exactly.
Too big.
It's a whole head of cabbage in there.
No, I don't want it.
And it's hard?
It's, cook it more. But I'm seriously, the beef is cooked. Where's the broccoli?
Yeah.
What am I doing on Seinfeld?
No, but that's true. The price of broccoli versus the price of beef, they're just loading you up with broccoli to cut budgets.
Holy shit, you're right.
Fentanyl.
First of all, I use the word floret. Someone give me a dollar.
I thought that was like a chain or
give
something.
Give me a dollar.
Isn't it floret?
Fuck you.
Is it?
I think so.
No.
No, it's not. It's floret.
Nah, I don't know, guys.
I'm naming my daughter Floret or her clip.
Well, you might because you're in love.
Buddy.
You're one step closer to marriage than I am.
Okay.
I don't know. If we're saying like you're like if
oh, my,
you know
yep.
your journey,
if we're on the Monopoly board,
yes.
In terms of and marriage is
you did a big move.
Yeah, I did a big move. Yeah,
you
yeah,
did
yeah.
a big
yeah,
move.
Yeah. But dude,
you're right. Sorry,
it is Floret.
Floret. Yeah.
I'm a freaking genius. Floret.
That sounds.
That's
hard.
Me.
Floret.
I showed her the cum closet.
Wait,
I got a
wait,
lot
wait,
to talk
wait,
about.
Wait.
All right, let's just, I'm gonna slow bake this. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. I just forgot that happened.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to tell you guys.
Yeah, I went to Miami, saw some BBLs. I ate some hot ones. I did hot ones with Sean Evans at a college. I want to talk about that later. My asshole was burning on a connecting flight.
Oh, God. We need to make this episode 3 hours. We
no,
got
just
so
condense,
much to talk
about. Condense. Bullet points.
You're right, bullet points.
We'll tighten.
Bullet
points. Gabe, if we're slow down, say bombing.
Okay.
Bombing. Okay.
Bombing.
Yeah, bombing immediately. Yeah, so to answer your question.
Bombing.
First, shit.
Yeah, speed it up, man.
Fuck! Gabe, speed it up.
Come on, dude. We're about to get to our first ad.
Freaking piss! All right, no, I don't like this. Stop putting all this pressure on me.
You showed her the cum closet. You're in love.
No. We're skipping. I just want to give you a little. I just want to give them a little bit of foundation before we jump off.
Please, foundation.
I want to hear about all this stuff.
Yeah.
First date was amazing, dude. I'm not. It was almost
first
six,
date.
Yeah, it was almost 6 hours. You were like, when did I know? And I'm answering your question.
Oh, please, great.
Yeah.
Where was the first date?
What was it?
Where? What?
It
how,
was
why?
At. It was at. Laurel Hall? No, it was at employees only.
Bar.
Yeah, bar. I could have just said a bar. At a bar. Yeah, man, we just like, we literally
clicked.
Just got clicked, dude. And this sounds so like notebooky, but we just got like lost in our like, own world and we picked our heads up and it was like 2 a.m.
Yeah, I know you're in love. You're talking to fucking haiku poems over
bro,
here.
Bro, yeah.
That's the
yeah.
shit. It's like,
I'm a dream catcher right now.
Yeah, bro, when you're in love, you just start saying, you're just comparing and... Her son were the eyes, and my ass was the moon. I don't even know what I'm saying.
That's
right
pretty
now.
Good.
Maybe I'm in love. 6 hours. Was it 6 hours and you guys left, or the bar was like, we're closing up?
It was, we're closing up. Like, that's what I'm saying. We're in our own, in our own bubble, and we kind of picked up, and it was just like fucking late as shit. So we just clicked.
Kiss on the first date?
Yes. Yes.
I was going to say 6 hours.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It was great.
Yeah,
it was
those
great.
Lips and doing a lot of talking.
Yeah.
Let's do a little.
But yeah, but go. Like, but even like the kid, dude, I just like, I just knew, man. I just knew. And obviously like the, you can't just jump in and be like, whoa, where to get? Like it's, you know, obviously takes a bunch of time to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Timing and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, we've been dating for like maybe 3-4 months. And we just recently, maybe 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever, just made it like
turn
official.
Turn into paperwork.
Paperwork. Sign this bitch.
Is that, wait, so when you get married, you have the wedding, and then you got to go to a courthouse to get like officially married?
I think it's reversed.
Why the fuck? You want me to go to a courthouse? Find parking at a government building? I want to marry this man. I want to marry this woman.
I'm not parking. You know what I want to do? I want to get to a level of my finances where I can park anywhere.
You can right
on
now.
On a curb.
No, you can. And you literally just write, this vehicle's locked and loaded.
Or, you know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start writing police on an index card and just putting it on my
car. Student driver.
I think you still get a ticket if you're student driver.
No, they feel bad.
Yo, what if you had a student police officer?
Yeah. There probably is.
Well, they do those ride-along
things.
Those are crazy.
Oh, ride-along's real.
I think so.
I thought it was just Kevin Hart did that. I'm crushing. To fully answer your question, This was the first time where I am 100%, this sounds so soft, but like I 100% believe in love at first sight. I really do.
That's dude, I'm really huge doing, man. Progress
I,
of you,
dude,
man.
Dude, I like literally was, I remember she got to the bar before me and I was like.
She's on time.
She's so on time. It's really nice. But I was like walking in, I was about to order a drink. And she was like, Michael, and I turned and I saw her and I was like, well. Holy shit.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Like it was, and we riffed like immediately.
Yeah.
It was great. It was great. And then it's just been these last like 3-4 months has been fucking awesome. And like, I'm so happy.
That's great.
I'm so happy.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's the news. That's the news. Very happy. And I want to get to the cum closet and then we get to the hot ones. I'm fucking fascinated about this.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't even know how this guy is. Off a hot one. So I'm excited because I'm sure you talked to him.
Yeah. Cum closet.
Cum closet. So my mom had her surprise 70th birthday in DC. So I wanted my girl to fly in with me to meet the whole family and do the 70th
yes.
birthday.
Yes.
So we did the birthday. It was fucking lovely, dude. We invited people from my mom's past. So whatever. That was beautiful.
How many people were there?
Dude, like 65.
Good door deal. Still
oh, yeah.
Stand
we had
up.
90%. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
So
surprise. She had surprise. No idea.
No. Oh, dude. She.
So walk in.
Dude.
Surprise.
Surprise.
And at that age, that's risky.
Bro, I'm going to be honest because she already had a heart attack. I literally.
Did she really?
Yeah, like maybe 7 years ago. I told my sister.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay, man. She's okay.
I didn't do it.
No. Well, maybe you did. I mean, honestly, I didn't think you did, but now I think you did.
What's your favorite kind of cupcakes?
Dungeons crab. I mean, are those the worst cupcakes?
Dungeness crab cupcakes?
Those gotta be the worst cupcakes.
Yeah, that's up there.
Yeah.
That's up there. Have you seen those sandwiches where they just chop it all up and then they put it in the bread? They literally will take everything you want. So it'll be like turkey, pastrami. Actually, pastrami doesn't mix well with others.
Pastrami's so good.
On its own.
But you're a pastrami guy, yeah?
Sure, yeah.
Fucking love it.
But like turkey, lettuce, yes. But they take everything and then they chop it up so it's like bird food. Then they put it in the bread after. It's in New York or something. You haven't seen that?
No. I'm out.
I forget you don't really be scrolling the internet.
I don't scroll
my
the internet.
My brain is cooked. Yours is not. You're in love. I'm just rotting away to fucking TikTok. But they like make this sandwich and they chop it all up and it's like mush. But people say it's really good. People know what I'm talking about.
It sounds good. Surprise yes. party. We said surprise. 65 people. People from our like from elementary school, college.
She cry?
Oh, dude, that's what I'm getting. That's good, dude, yeah. Surprise, she took one moment to realize what happened, and then she started just weeping
that's
of,
so
like,
cool.
happiness. Dude, it was so beautiful, and it took her, like, she didn't realize that I was there. Like, it was, and she, like, looked, she's like, oh, man, she had just so many surprises.
Yeah, 65 people are surprises.
Yeah, I mean, everyone.
And then like, she meets the girlfriend,
and
too.
And then she meets the girlfriend, too. Yeah, yeah. And
did mom know?
So I talked about my girl to my mom before, so it wasn't like a crazy surprise.
Gotcha.
But like she didn't know she was coming. And
yeah, surprise, surprise, double.
And it was, dude, it was so sweet, man, because she met like all my aunts, all my uncles, whatever. And it was so funny because I'm not exaggerating. Four aunts and two of my mom's friends all did the same thing at different points. They took me, they grabbed my arm, took me to a side, and they're like, "We, I had to talk to you." And I was like, "What is going on?" They talked to me and was like, "Don't fuck this up. She's awesome." Bubba, just saying really, really nice stuff. And but it was six different people. It was so sweet. Anyway, so we got back to my mom's house because that's where we stayed on Saturday night. And this is why I love this girl.
How big is your bed in your old room?
Buddy, twin.
Y'all cuddling in a twin?
A twin. And this is why I know I'm in love. I don't care.
Well.
Don't care.
Yeah, because you're like cuddled up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're the guy that usually hates fucking cuddling.
Buddy, thank you for remembering. I hate it, not with her though. I actually like it.
You're a big cuddle guy now?
Buddy, I mean, I have to assume my position where I can sleep.
But wait, like what position is that? Ass up?
No, in a Marriott.
What do you assume your position?
My position that I can sleep within the cuddle is like me on my back and she's just sort of like barnacle.
Like a lumberjack. Like you know, lumberjacks always carry shit over their shoulders.
Oh, yeah. But so I'm like this and then she's sort of just like...
Did you bring the sex pillow to the party?
What's up?
Did you bring the sex pillow to the party?
No. But we did in my childhood bed and it was one of the hottest things I've ever done.
Have you never done that before?
Yeah, but like so long ago.
Oh, wow.
It was like, whatever.
Finishing the closet?
It was so hot. No, this is what I'm getting to. I should have. I'm fucking pissed. You're right. I should have.
Invite me next time.
But we woke up the next morning.
Okay.
And this is why I love this girl. She looks at me. She goes,
"Oh, you said I love this girl?"
Oh, yeah. I love her. I've already said it.
You said it?
What are you talking about? I said it 4 minutes ago that I'm in love with this girl.
But you went full illy on her?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I said like a month ago.
Bro's in love.
Yeah. Where were you? Weren't we just talking about this?
Yeah, but there's a difference of being like, "Oh, I love this woman," and like "I love you." The "I" is really the missing piece.
Oh,
like
I hear what you're saying.
No, I know you love this woman, but we said "I love you." Hold up.
I'm sorry. Yes, you're totally right. That's a fair point. And yes, I've said I love you. We say it all the time. It's like, yeah.
Wow.
It's fucking wonderful. My point is.
Closet.
She wakes up, she goes, "Michael," I go, "Yes." She goes, "I want to see the cum closet." Unprompted. I go, "I love you." Unprompted. She goes, "I want to see it." Open it up. We like, dude, we found.
She knew about it pre.
Yeah. Wow. We found. I should have fucking brought one. I'm so mad. Boy, definitely. But so she saw all the cum on the ground. And then I found this like a backpack, the Airwalk backpack. You guys remember this? Doesn't matter. But I used to put Adam and Eve catalogs in there. And I was looking and I was like, "Oh my God, it's so funny." So we're like looking at like two different Adam and Eve catalogs like together.
You still had the catalogs?
Yeah, right.
They opened?
Wow. One didn't.
Really?
One was lock shut. Password, don't remember.
Password's cum.
Yeah, password's my mom is hot. Didn't open.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, but so it's like, that's the style of person she is. She's like, "I want to see it." This is like, she literally found it like hot.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so we did all that.
And we were showing around like an open house. You're like, "Yes. Yeah, this is right here. We got a nice load, a nice little Merlot right there."
That's a 1997 right there. Yeah, sniffed it. I was like, you know what? Yeah. I stand corrected. That's 1994.
That was last night.
So that's...
And this is at your childhood home.
Yes.
People are there?
Yeah, my sister, all her family.
Clapping it up?
Yeah, but like soft, like really quietly.
Airplane mode.
Yeah, well, like...
Airplane mode, pipe down.
Honestly, it was like do not disturb
airplane
mode.
Airplane moan.
Airplane moan. Black Snake moan. Good movie. Anyone?
Nope. Sick. I'm still talking about Saltburn.
You're right.
Wait, what's... Do not disturb.
Do not disturb would probably be at that, right?
Do not dick disturb.
Do not dick disturb. That definitely works.
Airplane moan. All right.
But yeah. So like, but quietly. But that's why it was so hot.
And in a twin bed, you only have one position, and that's
we did multiple.
Really? And yeah, a lot of these old houses have like little creaky wood. So it's I don't know why I assumed it was an old house, but like,
oh no, it is. It's like a 19 closet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a 19.
Yeah,
even
was like getting up
like
to like get a water. It's like right.
The floor wasn't the problem. It was like the
because it's fucking cemented shut with cum.
100%. But the bed,
the headboard.
Things were moving. But I got into a place where it wasn't creaking a lot. But dude, it's just the hotness of like obviously the childhood bed and like I used to like, you know, 14 playing basketball and like, "Oh, I hopefully there's a girl and gonna be here soon." And then fast forward whatever years later, it's like. It's like, it's so hot. And then the fact that you have to be quiet is so hot.
Yeah.
Because
I feel like it, you feel it more, actually, I feel like, because your other senses are heightened.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, 100%.
When you're not focused on the moment.
Like a blind guy can, like, really taste some shit.
Yeah.
That's got to be real, right?
Goddamn.
Ba-na-not, da-na-not. Freaking sports season is here. That's right. It says sports season. And I love using Prize Picks. What is it? I will tell you, dude. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers, dude. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and freaking sharks, dude, it is just you against the numbers. Literally, all you have to do is pick more or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections, dude, and watch the winnings roll in.
So that's it. I just go, oh, they're going to do more than that or less than that?
That's literally it.
So simple, I could do it.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and you don't know a ton about sports, and you did it about 2 weeks ago, and you won. I remember that.
It was a great way to be invested in the game. And what I like about it, I'm an entry-level sports guy, so I feel like I know some stakes in the game. You know, I tap someone on the shoulder and be like, yo, DeMar Rosen, that's my guy.
Who is it?
DeMar Rosen.
You did it.
That's
you
my
did
guy.
It. That's your guy, dude. Prize Picks is so simple, dude. It's
how simple is it?
Hey, so simple. Hamburger. Okay, we can make our picks and submit the freaking entry in less than 60 seconds. It is so, so easy. I love it. We love it. Gabe, what? Gabe, like 4 months ago, won racks.
Gabe
okay?
almost relapsed.
So... So we'll tell you how to get it, okay? Go to prizepicks.com/socks and use code SOCKS for the first deposit match up to $100.
But hold on. How does that work?
If I give 50 in, PrizePicks will match my
What if it's $98 I put in?
$98, match it.
100?
100, match it up to 100.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm
They're
impressed.
Generous.
They are generous.
And
look
at the first name, Ellen?
I don't know if we can
Ellen Generous is what this is. All right.
PrizePicks.com/socks and use code SOCKS for the first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It is that easy.
Goddamn.
Guys, you've also been asking about merch. Guess what? Ring, ring, ring. You should be receiving a shipping notification any moment. So
we ordered ours the same way you guys did. We just got ours today. Yeah. So it should be getting here this week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ring, ring, ring. Check your Ring doorbell.
That's
it might
what I'm
be
saying.
There. But yeah, we're super happy with how it came out. The stuff we got was samples, so we don't even know the full quality of it. But it's fire. It's phenomenal.
Very excited.
Super sick.
Yeah, so it should be coming very, very soon. So we love you. And yeah, on to the episode.
Goddamn. And where did you...
Seamoned?
Yes.
Where did I seamoned? Oh, I seamoned on the old tummy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, little seamoned on the old tummy.
And then you just walked downstairs and got some pancakes?
My floor's
nice.
I'm
well,
in love.
That's why it's not creaking as much. It's upstairs.
Facts. Yes.
Upstairs always be creaking away.
Yeah. So most people are upstairs in my family. My brother is on the first floor. So my brother's, yeah.
Did he hear it?
If you
walk out and goes, hey, yo!
I mean, yeah, he dabbed me up. Yo,
hey,
sick
come on
work,
now.
Bro.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Isn't it funny that you have a brother and someone goes, sick work, bro? It's like, hey, that actually works because you're actually my brother.
Speed it up.
So,
sorry.
Come closet.
Yeah.
Question.
I have a question.
Would you guys fly? And what did you do?
What do you mean?
If I'm not mistaken, this was the same Sophia Franklin episode.
That was a Boston.
Correct, but that's what we talked about, right?
Yes, same lady. Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry.
So now you guys on a flight together for the first time.
Yeah.
How was it traveling together?
So we got there at different times because no, she had like a schedule. We had a schedule thing, or she had a schedule thing. She had to be here. So I it's a very long story. I booked the flights together.
Yes.
And then she had to move her flight
because
she had a thing.
I thought you were like, oh, yeah, man, that's crazy. I got to sneeze at 4:08.
No,
I got to
No. But on the way back, we flew together. And it was like, it was so cute, man.
Traveling together is great.
It was so cute. We literally were in the Uber, like, going to my house when we landed. And we were both like, how is it even fun, like, on an airplane again. It was fun, dude. We got like this sounds stupid. We got like a bunch of like snacks and we just like
oh, yeah.
snacked it up and then we got food and then we got some drinks. Dude, Do you ever drink on an airplane?
No.
Never.
Because the buzz is fun for 10 minutes, and then I'm tired, and then the flight has 5 hours.
Yeah.
I'm literally the most psychotic person on a plane. Well.
Well, there's other ones.
Yes.
Never forget.
I'm the guy with jeans, and I will literally take.
I can't believe you are
international with jeans.
No.
I've changed now. I'll wear sweats. I'll wear sweats, but I think to Amsterdam I wore jeans.
Jeans to Amsterdam.
No. Did I?
Yes. Hold on.
Good.
Did you wear jeans when you went to Australia?
No. Australia. No, Australia was in overalls.
What?
No, now I changed. Now I got my flight fits down. But
yeah.
I will say, we're going to where last week I was definitely in jeans for timing purposes. But now I'm a sweats guy. What was I talking about? How do we get here? A lot of people ask for Xanax for a flight. I'm the opposite. Give me an Adderall. I'll fucking at Eclipse.
Yeah, I'm a big, I won't get on a plane without getting 2 5-hour energy. I will have two because I'm a big, because dude, my brain, we have a very similar brain. Like I'm on a flight and I'm like, do I sleep or do
well,
I
don't
work?
Get good sleep anyways.
Nah.
But I get better work there than I do when I'm just at a desk because there's too. No text, there's no disruptions.
I do too. You know what pissed me off? And I've already said this. That Wi-Fi now is very easily accessible and it's free. And I don't like it because then I'm on it.
I don't, not on a fucking American. What do you say?
American.
There it is.
She's big and tiny. But I have T-Mobile.
Ah.
So I always get, for Delta and American, I get free. Dude, use my number, my phone number.
Really?
Yeah. You just use it next time.
Oh.
Because you can, you know what I'm talking about? Just scroll down and it says T-Mobile number. Just put my number in.
That's all you have to do?
Yeah. Okay.
They don't like fact check it and be like, this
Sir,
is a Verizon.
Have you seen the CEO of T-Mobile?
American Airlines doors like, are flying
the guy,
off.
The guy literally, what did you say?
American Airlines doors are flying off.
American?
You saw the clip though, right? The door flew off.
Bring it up. What are you talking about?
You didn't see that?
Oh, wow.
I'm writing a bit about this, but this is the funniest thing that human beings do. You go, have you seen it? I go, no. And then you go, you haven't seen
it?
Yeah,
but there's certain things that just get big enough where you're like, it's inevitable.
No, no word, but I've already said that I didn't see it. But it's just funny that people always do it. Oh, have you seen Salper? No, I haven't seen it. You haven't seen it? No, I just said it. I just said I didn't see it. Now you're going to yell at
American
me?
American Airlines, one of their doors flew up mid-flight.
What airlines?
It's actually Alaska Airlines.
Oh, Alaska Airlines. Yeah. I don't know Alaska was big enough to have an airline.
No, so Alaska's not. Yeah, they'd be like, oh, what is
South Dakota Airlines?
Did you not see that?
What is this?
The door's off.
This is everything we know so far
about
the Alaska Airlines flight that was.
What do you mean?
Dude, Gigi.
Somebody was hot.
Gigi would go flying out that thing.
Nah, she wouldn't fit. Fat joke.
Altitude. It looks cool.
35,000 feet. Think about.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, also, yeah, you're right. It looks like.
Yeah, and people.
The temperature is freezing up there.
Yeah, people are just posted up in there chilling. What do you do? How do you communicate? Excuse me, sir. You might land on this thing real quick.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's because it's got to be fucking loud up there, too.
Sir, the loudest.
But yeah, they get some good points in the comments. You can see the stars. Pretty cool view. Mm-hmm.
$1,500 and a refund.
That's all they did?
Yeah.
Fuck you. If that happened to me, I'm owning one of those.
You know, they found a phone that flew out of the window, like on the ground or something. And the case of the phone, like went like somewhat viral, being like, you protected a phone from flying from fucking space.
Oh, the phone works?
Yeah.
I mean, what? That's got to be an OtterBox fucking
I forget what it was, but they did some research.
So what happened? How did it fall off?
Just faulty Boeing plane.
Fuck you. No one. Oh, I thought someone did it.
No.
Because I know a plane, whatever, months ago.
You thought somebody did it?
Well, no, a plane, whatever, months ago, a kid opened it.
This was not even an actual door. It's like they have, it's called a door plug. So it's basically, you think it's the
plug
wall.
Plug talk. Sorry.
Yeah. But apparently Boeing has kind of come under fire a little bit for like they try to get away from
Bro, Boeing doesn't know how to make airplanes.
Does Boeing make headphones?
No, that's Bose.
The fact that
there's a Boeing, type in Boeing headphones.
Nope, Bose.
I'm pretty sure Boeing does.
I'm pretty sure they make airplanes and they make bombs for weddings. Go ahead.
I see what you did there.
I did it.
Took me a second.
I did it.
You did it.
I did it. Hold on, but they do make military stuff, right?
Makes sense,
Yeah.
Type in Boeing headphones. I'm telling you,
they don't
pull it up.
Type in Razer headphones.
They sell headphones like on their store, the Boeing store, but it's not their headphones.
Those are guys that work at airport headphones.
But they are headphones.
Those are the
see,
but they're like Skullcandies and shit. It's not their headphones. Eh,
whatever. Sick of you guys. poke holes love, in my plot.
I love how it's our
fault. Of course. Projecting.
Projecting is the funniest thing to do.
I'm not wrong. You're wrong. Go ahead.
Gaslight's hilarious. You're crazy. No, so you, I saw you having sex with someone. Wasn't
Dude,
me.
Parents your whole that life.
That was the first gaslight.
Who?
It wasn't me. I'm a number one accountant.
Oh, wasn't Shaggy?
Me. That was the first gaslight.
Oh, Did Shaggy he invited been it? For the streets. You yeah. know what?
That he invented it. He yeah. invented gaslighting.
Was not me.
Wasn't me.
What do you do if you're in that situation? You're the girl. I literally saw you fucking somebody on the counter. That was not me. Oh, so somebody broke into our house, looked like you, then fucked on the counter, then left while you were conveniently at work?
Yeah, the woman was screaming out, give it to me, Shaggy. But it wasn't you?
No.
It wasn't me. He's still making money off that, and I love it.
Yo, yeah. God. So.
Goddamn.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm trying to put my inside of you. Heart.
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 You didn't say the other word.
What word?
Don't know. Listen, it's Manscaped, you mother effers, dude. We
Bitch.
Have all new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra, Ultra, Ultra design to elevate your grooming game, dude, and shine like the heartthrob you are. Heartthrob. Sex. Join the 10 million men worldwide who have trusted Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com to snag 20% off. That's right, 20% off plus free shipping with code STIFF.
Listen, you're going to get what? Your girl a great package for Dick. Valentine's Day.
Oh.
But you got to also think about the other package.
Yes.
That nighttime package. Like, oh, she unwraps a box. Great. She goes to unwrap another box. She can't find the
Her
gift.
Her own box?
Too much confetti. Hair.
Oh, I thought you meant the pussy
dick in a box. Listen, I trimmed up the other day with Manscaped. It's like when I look at my car sometimes, I go, man, I want a new car. Or I get a car wash, I go, fuck, this car's beautiful. Sometimes you just need a car wash for your cock and like you need to detail it. You can't just rinse it off in the shower. You got to detail it, trim it up, go Did convertible.
Have we mentioned that my ASS is clean? Thanks to Manscaped. Because yeah. I be doing some stuff back there, and my is clean.
And you can trust it down in these places. You're putting it down. This got yep. skin-safe technology.
Huh? Dude, I've never cut myself, not one time. Unless, never mind. And it also comes with the brightest LED spotlight yet, dude. And it's freaking waterproof.
Waterproof. And I use it in the shower. I'm literally in there. Wah,
wah, yeah. wah. Me too. And ask me how many times I've charged it.
I don't think I've charged it once.
I have not charged it once.
I took
it
away the charger.
Buddy, I took it out of the box. Have not charged it yet.
Box. So make it lasts, this good.
Yep. So, where to get it, dude? I will tell you, okay? Get 20% off plus free shipping with code STIFF at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with code STIFF. Stiff free shipping, manscaped.com, because your grooming upgrade awaits. Ready to charm your Valentine's dates. Goddamn.
Fly back. You're in love.
Fly back.
Come closet.
Come closet.
Any other updates? Those are all great stuff.
That's a monumental update. That concludes the update, dude. I know we always yell and we're angry, blah, 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 come, but I'm so happy right now.
That's great.
Yeah.
And so how long into it did you delete all the apps?
We did it the day.
You guys did it in unison?
Well, it was really, really fucking cute. I'll tell you exactly what happened.
I'm fucking sick of this. there's a certain level of love I appreciate, and there's a certain level I go, I'm sick of this. You guys just sharing one piece of spaghetti and delete.
So, but this is super cute, actually. So we made it official, and then I was driving somewhere.
Yeah.
And I had this thought in my head. I was like, well, I have to delete the apps, right?
Of course.
So I literally deleted both of them,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not shitting you. 20 seconds later, she texts me with a screenshot of her deleting the app. And I was like, this is insane.
I feel like that's literally the modern day, like... Seal the deal.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago is on Facebook, you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
People would be putting crazy shit in there. They'd be like, it's complicated. Dude, if a lady ever put it's complicated with you on Facebook,
publicly it's complicated.
Publicly, it's complicated.
Well, dude, but that's
so funny.
But that's the modern day like petty thing where like you're in a fight and then you change to it's complicated. What do you mean it's complicated?
Right, but that was 10
you
years
fucked
ago.
Randy Syfax? What do you mean it's complicated? You cheated on me. It's very simple.
But it's only going to get more complex after. It's only going to get more complicated after you put that.
Yeah, because you're going to be like, oh, I fucked a sex robot and you like cheated on me. Cheated on you. Yeah. It's made of Bluetooth.
Yeah, you can't change it the next day and be like, we're better than ever. The second it hits, it's complicated, it's downhill. The modern day version of that is when girls will take you off the photos of them that you got.
Yep.
But they don't delete archive. So you can be on the grid at any given moment.
What's your take on this? Do you think sex robots is going to be considered cheating in the future?
No, it's going to be considered sad, though. It's going to start fights. Why didn't you want to just have sex with me? Why did you want to have sex with a rat? That's his name.
But the question is, if it gets, what's the word, Gabe? Sentient?
Sentient, yeah.
Sentient? Does that mean like they're smarter than?
Yeah.
What's the thing that they're smarter than humans? What is that?
They call it AGI.
Thank you. When they get AGI,
artificial general,
it's called AG1. Put it in. No, don't do it. They don't sponsor us anymore. But if if they get AGI, I'm so sorry. No, AGI.
Mm-hmm.
If sex robots get AGI,
no, because she's gonna be piping down a dude robot.
Well, if she is, so she pipes down a dude robot. Is that considered cheating?
No.
Walk yourself through that. You walk in to the house. Long day of shows. You or come off tour.
Yeah.
Did fucking five shows. And you come back, you put the luggage down, and you hear,
what? Give it to me, Sharon.
I'm getting a water bottle. I'm dousing that man. And I say, no bowl of rice for this bitch. You're done. Leave him out to dry. No, if you're gone, yeah, why not?
I don't think you're fully, it's almost a human.
But it's not.
I wish you saw movies.
Same movie. I've seen it.
You didn't see it. Her.
I know of it.
Okay. you can fall emotionally for a thing.
Okay, well, I don't think that person would be mentally stable in the first place.
Who?
Whoever's falling in love with that robot.
But Michael's saying, imagine a future where these things are so sophisticated that it's literally just seems like a real person.
Get all married that bitch! Here Me and R2-D2 can happily ever after.
R2 Dick 2.
Yeah.
Have you ever said that? Probably.
We'll get married at fucking Microsoft. I don't care.
Microsoft. Best Buy.
Reddit's pretty split on this. Half of the people say it's not infidelity because it's just a toy, and then other people are along the same line.
It's not a toy, though. I think that's the bigger point.
It depends on how they use it. If it's for a sex purpose, toy reason, okay, I get it. Do what you gotta do. Take that anger out. But if you're writing notes to it and you're going to the movies with it, it's going with you to Whole Foods, then I'm like, this is your man.
Yeah, but what if he's piping her down in a way that she's satiated, so y'all's sex life is whatever?
Then it's a problem.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm.
Right, but if I get home from traveling and she's like, honey, great to see you. We're good. But if I walk in and she's like, sorry, I have a little bit of grease on my mouth. How are you?
Good. If we're getting close to a very sophisticated thing, I think I'm, no.
Correct.
No.
It's not going to, at first it wouldn't bother you, at least me personally, but after a while you'd be like, this is weird.
I mean, dude,
they're making macaroni together.
There are guys that have problems like dildos. So just imagine a dildo times a million.
I feel like if anything, and maybe this is just a new Michael, but 6 months ago, I feel like you would have been like, good, fuck my wife. I don't care.
Yeah. I'm in love. If I come back and my girl's getting piped down by Roger the Robot and she's coming harder than I've ever seen her come, I'm getting I'm getting my father's gun and I'm shooting the fucking robot.
I don't think
it'll
take your robot down. It'll be like, ha, 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 ha.
No.
You couldn't finish me. Ha, 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 ha.
I'm never charging this guy ever again.
Charging.
There's no way. Electricity, done. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, how do you shut a robot down?
Water.
I don't think so, man. He can pipe your girlfriend out, squirting everywhere, but he can't handle a fucking glass of Dasani? He's gonna be fine.
I don't know.
You might have to take out a fire hose, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what's gonna take him down? A Phillips head screwdriver.
There you go.
I'm gonna disassemble that bitch while he's sleeping. They don't have to
screw by
sleep.
Screw.
Yep.
One arm falls off. Ah, that is my arm, you asshole.
Don't need it. I only have three. His dick.
Yeah.
What do you think the perfect dick is? If you were a lady, what do you think the perfect size for you would be?
Whatever I have. I don't know. I feel like whatever I have with a little bit of creatine, like a little more,
I think I'm 1.5 inches away from being perfect.
That's a lot.
Is it?
That's a lot in dick world.
Yeah, what's the percentage?
That's a lot.
What's the percentage? That's 300% more than what I have. Jokes.
That's a lot.
But like I'm six, dude. But I feel like if you gave yourself an inch and a half,
yeah. But that's like you being like, I wish I was 2 feet taller and I would crush in the NBA. It's like, yeah.
But I don't think it's 2 feet though. Maybe that's what Gabe's math is. He's trying to do right now.
It is.
But I don't think it's. I don't think it's like. Maybe I mean you might be right because maybe it's like 6 inches.
I'm 6 foot. And
well.
You're saying 25% more dick, by the way.
How much?
25%.
Yeah, that's a lot. I'm sorry.
I didn't know 25. 1.5 inches is crazy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was 25. That's insane.
But that'd be like, so the same comparison, 6 feet.
Yeah.
Add 1.5 inches in that measurement world, be add 1.5 feet. Now I'm 7.5 feet. I'm going immediately to the Utah Jazz. 17 wives.
Why the fuck are they called the Jazz?
Baked
what are they,
potato.
Baked potato? Podcast.
I feel like that's an underrated place to play. I feel like there's a show out there. It's like Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and they are nice ladies. I feel like the
what
Salt
does that
Lake-
mean?
Bring me a piece of paper. but I feel like Salt Lake players, because there's no other sports teams out there. Uh-huh. When you're the only team in town, yeah. You got no competition. Oh, you play for the Dolphins? Don't care. Miami Heat throwing it down.
Oh, you're right.
Like the Oklahoma City Thunder, guess what that Thunder's from?
Sex?
Sex.
Dude. Yeah. Never mind.
You're pulling out, man. That's second time this episode we go. I don't know if I want to go there. Is he a censored man? Are you a censored man?
Oh, really?
Are you a censored man? I think the government's gonna Michael Blaustein.
No, this is what I was gonna say. I mean, do you think they're clapping out in OKC?
Yes.
To who? A John Deere tractor?
I don't know. There's hot people in every city.
You're totally right. You're totally right.
Yeah.
Country hot? Is Oklahoma considered country?
Well,
in my head,
also,
it's country.
It's okay. It's your surroundings hot. It's like if you're, when you first land there, you might not be like, I don't find this. But you start going to the same coffee shop in OKC, all of a sudden that girl with the small little tattoos and the glasses and the girl who doesn't give a fuck about her job.
You just
like,
described a hot woman.
That's
small
what I'm saying.
Tattoos and glasses?
Small tattoos, glasses, doesn't care about her job. She's reading a book and you walk up.
A book? I got a bookmark for you. Cock. 6 inches. I wish it was one. Dude, I'm telling you, man, 1.5 more inches. God damn it.
Where are you adding length, girth?
Length.
Oh.
Length.
No girth?
I'm fine girth-wise.
You know how when people do hair transplants, they take some off and then add it?
Uh-huh.
So you say you're girthed up. Could you go to a doctor, take some girth and add it to length? That's how you find why? SAT question.
Whoa. The train left at come. Here's the thing. I think my girth is like, we're just at like a good place. So if I started shaving it off.
What do you think you could plug with that? Like if something was leaking, what do you think you could just fill it up with? Like Flex Seal, like how much?
Like
is a Gatorade bottle leaking or is he still getting leaks out of that? Propel bottle?
I think probably a Gatorade bottle, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's probably it.
No base. We're talking.
Yeah. I can't imagine what a Gatorade bottle looks like, to be honest. I can't. Can you?
Celsius top?
More. I'll cut my whole dick in half. Are you getting in there?
Wait. No, I'm saying like the outside.
Jesus Christ,
outside.
No, that's insane.
That's about a Gatorade.
Guys,
bottles are abnormally large.
Guys,
I think you wouldn't fit it in a Gatorade bottle.
You think it's too big?
I think his is bigger than that.
That should be a flavor. Gatorade girth.
What would it taste like?
What would it taste like?
Like penis.
Tastes like a good fucking night.
All right.
For somebody.
For me. Oh, goddamn. Goddamn. I'll make everyone in this room come in under a minute. Go ahead. Under a minute. It wouldn't even, I'm telling you, I
that's
don't give a shit.
Good Mr. Beast video.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? Today we're going to get 100 people coming under a minute.
Yeah. What's the most amount of people you think you could make come in under an hour? 60 minutes. How many people could you make come?
Three.
40.
Three, and I'm running outside. I'm grabbing as many flashlights. I'm like, here, just text me when you're done.
Three people?
What would be in your, yeah, I don't know. What are you saying?
40.
In an hour?
Buddy.
I don't think you have the forearms for that.
I'm not, you think I'm using my arms? Here's my ass. Here's my mouth. spit roast me.
I feel like you're going to get sore, though, dude.
Of course I'm getting sore, but how much money I'm making?
This is free.
This
is just to get in the Guinness Book World Records.
I don't give a shit.
Do people give a shit about that anymore? Is that out there?
They used to, but I don't give a heck.
They used to go crazy. I would wear that on a chain and go to a bar.
100%.
Excuse me, all right? Page 47.
Look at this. I ate so much cotton candy.
I've got a question. We were talking about the robots, and if they were having sex with your girl, would you be mad?
Yeah.
What if you found your girl like eating herself out all the time?
What?
Like if
eating
you
herself
could,
all the time?
Like, if you could suck your own dick, she'd probably get pissed.
Right.
That you're just always coming.
I don't think anybody is that flexible.
I know, but what if they were? Would you be jealous?
Yeah, but then
we're
in the what if world.
But again, I mean, I think we're always living
in the what if world.
But not me.
I'm true to this.
Nothing real. Ow. If it was affecting our sex life, then yeah.
It's hilarious thing to walk into. You're home.
Yeah. You look like a fucking Jenga puzzle.
I just picture my cat. So all he does is top himself off.
Have we talked about this before?
What?
He sucks his own penis?
All animals bathe themselves like that. He's not fucking topping himself off.
That's what you just said.
I know, but like he's in and around there. I don't look at him.
Well, it seems like you do.
I don't know. He's usually in the corner and one foot is like sky high. That's what I'm picturing walking into a room and seeing like girlfriend doing is like that.
Yeah, she looks like a Foreman grill.
Yeah, exactly. There's 1 foot, 90 degree angle. And you're like, oh, hey, honey.
I don't think she would care.
I think she'd be
like, I'm hard. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, we can take your trash out. I think the trash out is so dumb. Can we not devise a thing where no one has to take the trash out anymore?
You know what's funny is No, it's not funny. I'm just going to say, I recycle until I run out of space, and then I stop.
Like, the fact that you're recycling is...
No, but the trash bin is split up into two.
Oh, okay.
Right? So the one on the right is normal trash. And when that fills up, I just start throwing regular trash in the recycling.
100%.
So it's like I care until there's a threshold where I go, ah.
No, I get it.
Everything's recyclable, though.
I don't think everything.
Come on. Batteries?
Yep.
Aren't you supposed to like discard of batteries a certain way?
I don't know, man. I don't do
my
none of that
do
stuff.
That.
And I'm not right here. Yes, I am. But I'm not right here. I don't give a frick. You know, you walk into the airport and there's 19 different things. Shut up.
What do you mean?
Like 19 different holes for things.
Holes?
Like, you know, the trash cans. Like four different, five different trash cans.
Yeah,
and they're like,
put
this in. Like,
I was
shut
panicked.
Up.
What
I'm
the
putting
hell?
This, I'm putting this double espresso fucking cup anywhere I want.
Anywhere. I just get confused.
Only
what
newspapers?
Is compost?
Only newspapers? Oh, yeah? Well, the Sour Patch Kids are going in this fucking newspaper thing.
I like when they have different colored, like, holes or, like, slits.
Because I mean,
then it's like, it feels like a challenge. You're like, oh, you don't think I can't put this apple in your newspaper slit?
Watch this.
Bom, bom.
Bom, bom. Cut it in half.
I think that they should just, I think they should do that for show. I mean, it's not, but they do. They're like, look at us. The Chicago airport has a place where we put weed.
I know, I love it.
It's like, you're just snitching on yourself?
A lot of these are also just for show because it all goes into the same.
They all go in the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Also, recycling's not real.
True.
They're like, look at us. No, you're not. It doesn't do anything. Sea turtles? I'm sick of changing my life for sea turtles.
I haven't got a paper straw in a while. I think we're back. I think America's back.
Yeah.
Right? When's the last time we got a paper straw?
Yeah.
I think we're on the rise.
I think we are on the rise.
Right?
I think.
This is great news. When's the last time we got a paper straw?
Well,
answer.
You know the funny thing is, when's the last time you got a straw? I
don't
literally get
straws. What?
I don't eat things with straws.
Well, do you? Are you?
I don't.
We don't eat anything with straws.
You know what I mean?
You drink it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what do you mean? You never got a coffee on the road or like a juice or
I don't
a smoothie?
No, everything I drink is not. There's nothing to straw. Like if I go to Starbucks, I get the top and it has a little hole in the
top. You
get
top of Starbucks?
Hey.
Wait, but this is actually interesting because Starbucks will ask you, even though they have the new sippy cup lids, they'll still ask, do you want a straw? Would you say yes, you want a straw?
Even with the sippy cup lid.
I like options.
Yeah. I mean, if I...
I like the sippy cup lids.
If I had lipstick on, I'd want the straw.
That's kind of hot when girls leave their lipstick everywhere.
Oh, it is. I'll say this again, and I've said it 4 million times. When a lady is getting ready, and she's leaning over the sink on her, like, tiptoes to get in the clothes...
What?
Yeah, what's the equivalent?
What is that, dude?
What's the equivalent that she sees a man doing like
She says that, like, watching me work out is, like, super, super hot.
Oh.
So maybe that's it?
Tonal or Jim?
Tonal. No, she hasn't ever seen working Tonal, so the Jim.
Probably shaving.
That's pretty
think
manly.
So?
In the way that you're talking about it, like in a mirror.
Like leaned over?
Yeah, but a guy shaving.
Maybe a guy shaving's hot. I don't know.
I will say those like Gillette Fusion commercials.
Those guys are bad.
Yeah. One commercial, you fuck for life.
That's it.
That's so cool.
Their hair's always so good in that thing. Body chiseled out. I'm shaving my head. Cool. Give me head. What's happening?
A to B.
Love it. Miami. Speaking Miami. Of getting head.
Miami.
Do you get head?
No.
What in
I wasn't
the
looking
fuck?
For. I wasn't looking for it.
Oh, shut up.
I wasn't looking for it. I was, no, I went for a friend's birthday. It was just fun. Here's the thing. My body is so not in club mode anymore. Like, I rarely ever drink. I had a night where we didn't get home until 7 a.m.
No.
Listen, we went to this place, 11, strip club. Jack knows 11. It is like, it's the place in Miami. It's open 24 hours.
11?
11.
Why?
I think
why
it's on 11th Street or something like that.
Oh, okay. That makes total sense.
It's like the club out there. Stayed there until 7 a.m. Yeah.
Is it a club or strip club? Sorry.
It's both.
What do you mean?
It's just picture Las Vegas nightclub. No, that's not. That's it right there. So there's booths on the side. The middle is like they're dancing. I mean, it literally looks like something out of Grand Theft Auto, right? There's a giant circle in the middle. They're doing like shows and shit. Oh, I have a video on my phone.
So you went to this place until 7 a.m. and didn't get topped off?
No, this but I did ask. I did ask how much it cost, and she said $5,000. And in my head, I was like,
hold on.
Okay, financially.
hold on.
Next one, I was like, thank God.
You can buy it here?
I think it's an offsite job.
Got it.
But, you know, here, let me find a photo with the inside. It's fucking.
So funny. I did ask. It's hilarious.
Well, here's the thing. The ladies that work there make you feel so good about yourself. Like, because so how you're just there and they come up to you, they kind of flirt with you because they want to go to dance or, you know, take you upstairs, do whatever, find, you know, alternative motives. That's where they really make their money. But I mean, like, they're hitting you just like, oh, like things you didn't know. You're like, oh, she's like, you have petite wrists. I'm like, ah, oh, fuck. Well, you think?
Yeah, I did. Kneecaps.
So there's ways that can, like, get you a little aroused.
Ways? Hate that fucking app.
But yeah, 7 a.m. 7 a.m.
So you just stayed there in that booth?
Stayed there
for
like, literally got there at midnight, was there for 6 hours, and went across the street to this place called Space, which is also open 24 hours.
Well, it's not real.
Just because I wanted to see it. Space, not real.
Yeah,
NASA.
Yeah,
I just wanted to see it. We got there, and I'm like, let's get the fuck out of here. And on my way out, this guy looks at me and goes, bro, you're like a meme. And I was like, what did you just say to me? It's just so funny to me. I like was very blacked out, but that was the one thing I remember. He goes like, bro, you're like a meme, but you're like real. I was like, what are you fucking saying to me?
Yeah, give me head. $5,000.
But this is also when the sun is coming up at 7 a.m. I'm like, sir, what are you even trying to compute right now? But it's like one of those Vegas things where it's like there's no windows, there's no clocks, they're pumping AC in there. So you just check your phone and you're like, oh, and since there's no like, oh, last call, you're just there. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, it's 7 a.m.
I gotta go pick my kids up.
Literally. I mean, unreal. So that wrecked my body. But the only reason I was out there is because I had a college gig in Kentucky, Eastern Kentucky University, EKU, uh-oh, baby. But it was the coolest gig I think I've ever had. It was to do Hot Ones live in front of an audience.
That's crazy, dude.
With Sean Evans.
This is insane.
Insane. I've been a fan of the show for
I love the show.
Years and years.
Walk me through this. I'm very excited.
So pretty much, I remember I posted on my Instagram story. I'm you know, maybe manifesting is real. I posted my story 2019. I said, this is me just putting it out there. I tagged Sean Evans' Hot Ones. I'm going to be on the show. I was. It's not the YouTube one. I'm not airing it, unfortunately. But maybe this could be like a segue.
I think so, yeah.
But yeah, just in Kentucky, fucking connecting flight after connecting flight, and then drive an hour. Like just a place that you're like, this is real. And they're like, yeah, we got a Waffle House in town. And the guy goes, we got two. I'm like, where the fuck are we?
Waffle House is so good.
So good.
Fuck. All right.
But yeah, so pretty much he had all the sauces, like 10 sauces, and then you just put them on the wings.
Did you talk to him before? I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm just interested in who he was as a person. Did you like talk to him
super
before?
Super chill.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it felt like I was just catching up with a homie. And I think I was like a fan of the show, I was able to like ask him questions too. So it felt like just before.
Oh, before.
But
sorry,
dude, just catching up, you know, yeah, yeah, travel, this and that, what he's been up to, da da da. And we have mutual friends and shit. So it felt like very cool. Then the wings, they're hot. They are hot.
So did it, the first one you did, you were like, oh, this is cool. The
first one was hot.
Fuck.
First one was
the
hot.
The first one was hot?
The first one was like, oh, if this is number one, we're not doing well. But then the second and third were like fine. So it was like weird. It was like, they'd all balance out. Some would be like smokier or more acidic. Some were just straight, just pain. But the last dab, the one that they're like infamous for, I mean, that'll fuck you up. And this is in front of a live college audience. these idiots are yelling, put on more! Because the wings didn't come out dressed. We were just put a dab on it. Like,
oh,
put it up,
no, they got to come dressed, man. Because there's pressure of like how much you get. These fucking kids.
And it's Kentucky. They're, put on more! Put on more!
Put it in a condom!
Yeah, dude, this guy's yelling at me, doing whippets in the back. Shut the hell up. So it was peer pressure, but it was actually really fun. It was like a really fun format for show. It would get so quiet. We'd take a bite. Yeah. It was like really funny. But yeah, afterwards.
How long was the show for? Like an hour?
Hour.
Wow.
It was awesome. It was really a cool gig.
How did you feel afterwards?
Fine. Like, next morning, shitting my pants. I mean, connecting crazy. Flight, panicking.
No.
Yeah, it's a connecting flight. It's a small airplane. And they're like, we will be, it's like literally you're in the air. And then my stomach starts to get a little rumbly.
Yes.
And then they're like, we'll be landing in the next 15 minutes. I'm about to shit. All I could, you know,
open that door.
I was laser focused in.
Callback.
Alaskan. Yep. Yes. I was laser locked in. And it's a connecting flight, so I got to run to the next flight to make sure I get onto that flight.
You couldn't even shit when you landed?
I did, but it was meticulous. It could have been, some airports too big. Dallas Airport, make it small. When I got to take a train to the airport, I'm immediately pissed. Planes, trains, and automobiles?
Just planes. I didn't come in for the other two.
Yeah. Oh, where's my connecting flight? Right next door? Great. Oh, where's my connecting flight? Oh, I got to get on a plane. Oh, sick. Dude, what is it? Fucking Sacramento?
Man, I didn't know how to get on fucking orbits.com to get to motherfucking flight. What's happening?
Choo, boo, boo. I ain't doing this.
Sick of it.
Sprint to the bathroom. And I knew this was going to be bad. I packed wet wipes. I packed Pepto-Bismol.
Good. Oh, So did you ask Sean, were you like, hey, man, is there something I could do after we finish to make this less painful? Because he does it all the time, so I'm sure.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I ate, like, normal food after, like, as a base, but, like, I was pretty full after eating 10 wings, you know, like, you're like...
But was he like, oh, just have this milk and then have a little Pepto or... Oh, God.
I just kind of... Because it wasn't afterwards, my mouth was burning for, like, 5 to 10 minutes, and then I was just chilling. And it's Eastern Kentucky. I don't even know. Richmond, Kentucky? There was no Ubers. One Uber called him, Sean, and was like, hey, man, I actually got to cancel. I promise I'd pick my friend up at Cracker Barrel.
A real thing?
But he goes, oh, but take my number down. If you can't get anybody, I can probably take you after. I'm like, this guy has no idea. This Uber driver is talking to Sean Evans.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, man, my buddy said I'd give him a ride from Cracker Barrel, but I could probably give you a ride later. So we waited at this college for like an hour trying to get a ride on Uber. So we were just chopping it up.
An hour?
Dude, and then we took an Uber back and we were just like exchanging stories. I mean, the guy's met fucking everybody.
How did this happen? How did this start?
He was an intern at Complex, and I think it was a side idea. He pitched it to him, and I think they were like, okay. And then they did one test episode, got some traction, and then that became his full thing. And now it's so much bigger than the original idea. It's bigger than Complex.
It's still on Complex?
I think it's – I don't know. It's First We Feats, which is owned by maybe Complex. I think they're owned by BuzzFeed, actually.
Okay. Yeah, because those episodes do crazy.
Dude, he's interviewed everybody. Name a celebrity he's like talking about. It's crazy. And it's like
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
That's
Abraham Lincoln.
Too many names.
Okay. Yeah, it is too many names. Cut one.
How do you feel when people go by the middle names in there too?
I don't like it.
Hey, Trevor Auburn Wallace.
No.
No, you're not though.
No, you're not. Take the middle name out. You're not Auburn Wallace. Like, no. Dude, Auburn Wallace sounds awesome. You sound like a Civil War reenactor guy.
I got a bayonet somewhere in my ass.
Let me see it.
All right.
Shling.
That's it. But yeah, really cool. I mean, he's just a really cool, genuine guy and just literally knows everybody. And you forget that once you do an interview with these people, you're friends with them for life after. Because that's an interview they'll remember forever.
Oh, yeah. You're on war with that person.
Yeah, I mean, like, you've done thousands of podcasts with random people and stuff, and you're like, oh, that was a thing. Or you leave it, you do radio for stand-up, you do the news in the morning. You don't really remember it, but, like, that's the interview you're going to remember forever. And he's like, yeah, anytime I'm just out and I see, like, Post Malone, Shawn Mendes, it's like, you can just be like, what's up? And he's like, dude.
So he's
like, text with Quavo. I'm like, what type of life?
And then Does Quavo have a phone?
It's multiple. But just to eat chicken wings, it was fucking, it was like, it made me laugh. I was like, this is the dream gig to fly here. It was, everything about the gig was perfect except like the fucking like connecting flight.
So he just does a ton of research on the guests and just asked some questions. That's it?
Yeah. Okay. But he's a really good interview.
I'm sure. That's why I don't.
And it was fun because like, I think the stand-up aspect made it more fun with the crowd there. Because then I started talking shit back to the crowd. It was like crowd work. Because the kids are like, you know, do more, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, what the fuck are you doing more? Then you're getting into like, what's your major? What are you, blah, blah, blah. What are you fucking idiots doing in this town?
That's great.
Crowd work while my mouth is on fire. That's on fire. But it was funny because like, I found these gems in the crowd and he was like, yeah, dude, that's like, I've never seen anybody interact with a crowd. Usually it's just us, you know, like, that'd be so weird.
So
just
this is, he does this at college all the time?
Sometimes.
Not all the
time, but, okay. Yeah, because he can tour it. He can't film and put it up there, but he can tour Sean Evans Does Hot Ones. So he's done it at different colleges, but it was fucking awesome. I really hope that that's like, I can look back and be like, dude, that was my audition to get on the show.
I mean, it definitely was.
He was dope. He was very cool. But yeah, it was just a random ass weekend from BBLs to chicken wings.
How Hell tall yeah. is he? My height?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Tall.
Hell Good yeah. lad. Hell 7 foot four, I think.
Goddamn. Goddamn. Dude, getting boathead is crazy.
That's what I thought was going to happen in Amsterdam. And it was just the four of us.
Well, we had to pay for it. Oh, when we're on the boat.
Yeah, boat. Boathead.
I don't like anything that you put yourself in. You're like, all right, cool. This is going to get us women. There's so much pressure.
But that's life.
Not really. You just walk down the street, you meet somebody. But not like, the whole like, all right. You know, when you're younger, you're like, all right, we're going to a club. Time to get women. There's so much pressure in that. The lap? Dude, the lap. My friends would always want to come with me on the lap. Leave me alone.
You were a solo lap guy?
Yeah, because we're not going to find six women.
No, solo lap guy, you just look lost.
No, I don't. Solo lap
the
guy.
The lap is not, the point of the lap is not to get women. The point of the lap.
So you're missing, missing
the
it.
Point of the lap is for you and three other guys to do a full 360 and gaslight the whole bar and be like, God, none of these bitches want me, huh? We too good for this place. And then you leave, but the whole time you knew you were too scared to talk to a woman.
But I agree with you. All of this is 100% right. That's why I don't do the lap with people, because it's if I do the lap by myself, the odds of me meeting someone goes up astronomically.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's why the lap is like, it's the opposite of foolproof. It's like guaranteed not to work if you go with a group.
Yeah.
Well, it definitely does work. Maybe I just don't know what I'm doing.
It doesn't work.
Well, if you're a group of three and you see a group of three, sometimes it's like, hey, blah, 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 you know? But every time I ever did the lap, maybe this is just me and my friends, we would always end up right back where we started and be like, oh, man, this bar is fucking dead.
Dude.
It was packed with women. Oh, dude, it's crazy.
It's crazy. No, they're all blind. It's insane. They're all lesbians and they're all blind.
Mm-hmm.
That's the funniest thing when the dude would come back and be like, she's a lesbian. No, she's not. She doesn't like you. You're gross. You smell like Butterfingers all the time. And I don't know why. You haven't worked out in 6 years. Your face looks like smashed granola. So good. Dude, they're so good.
Butterfingers and like some Cold Stone.
Bitch, lap by yourself. Highly recommend.
Lap by yourself. There you go.
Have to.
There you go.
Because it's also like if there's two like ladies at the bar, you walk up with four dudes. What is this? Hungry hyenas? It's like, but if you walk up to two women or even three women by yourself, there's more.
I see.
You can maneuver.
Where were you
more.
When I was in college?
I don't know. Should have called me.
Should have.
Yeah, but you never thought about doing a solo lap?
Definitely. Sometimes I like to just to look mysterious and take a lap by myself. Just be like, what's going on over here?
Sometimes I take a lap and I'm just reading as I'm walking. Can you imagine going to a bar? Dude.
I know where the bathroom is. I look lost as fuck. Even if I'm at a restaurant, like, you know, Miami. Oh, let me take the long way to the bathroom. Yeah. Look at me. Dude, ain't nobody looking at me.
You know what? The best place to meet ladies at a bar or a club? The women bathroom.
Wait.
Because there's always a line.
Yeah, but is that...
You stand behind them like, oh, man, this bathroom's crazy. It's taking forever. I've done it twice.
Is that legal?
Yeah.
Wait.
I don't go in there with them.
Wait, you're just in line?
Yeah, you get in line. It's just
you get in
you're
line?
Just, yeah, they're just being funny. It's like, man, this line is crazy. You just stay next
it
to
them. It is funny.
This line's it's crazy.
It is funny, yeah.
It's like, what's happening? You know what I mean? I have to pee so bad. And they're like, what do you...
Man, what's in here? What, are they selling corn dogs?
Yeah.
Is this for shots?
Just for...
Yeah, you could riff that.
Free iPhones? Oh, man, there's so much.
You could riff that.
There's so many.
But you really are outnumbered if they turn on you, because all it takes is one girl to point at you and go, creep!
What
you're
a
done.
Weirdo.
Yeah, but then you're like...
Wait till I see what I do with feet.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Have you ever had somebody feed you with their feet?
No, but honestly, saying that, I want...
Really? You've never done a fucking cotton candy grape in the mouth hole?
Dude, I want just a fucking chocolate strawberry... Just fed to me. Fuck!
I feel like that's very plausible.
It is.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
I just have to ask.
Michael, Valentine's Day is coming up next month.
I think I can do it tomorrow. But yes, Valentine's Day is coming up next month.
I'm sick of this new Michael. Motherfucker's in love. I can do it tomorrow. Fuck, I don't give a shit. I'm trying to get ahead of this so you can plan out a nice Valentine's Day.
Beautiful.
I'll do it tonight.
It's beautiful. No. But that's also the downplay. It's like, now I gotta like... Dude, I got asked to do a show on Valentine's Day. I was like, yeah. And then an hour later, I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Well, that's, no, also, that's also, did the show promoter say it's on Valentine's Day?
Or no. Like, that, they said February 14th. Like, yeah. He fucked me.
Yeah. That's happened to me too before.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what are you doing next Thursday? You're like, oh, I'm down. Wait, 4th of July? Fuck you.
It's Christmas?
Okay, so the internet, this says a life pro tip. I'm very into eating food off of feet, and I can tell you want to avoid anything sticky, anything sugary. You don't want maple syrup, as good of an idea as that sounds. Says there's two foods that I default to. The best foods to eat off of a woman's foot are cherries.
Yeah, hot.
Because the stems.
It feels like an album cover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And oddly enough, spaghetti.
No.
Tell that man to go to jail. What is he even talking about? Spaghetti grease between her fucking everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's stupid.
What about, I don't know, watermelon? Like, what did you want?
Watermelon seems tricky. You got to double foot it? Double foot.
Double foot is so hot. If she goes like this and just fucking shoves it in my mouth. Guys, I'm seriously.
It's literally an ab workout.
I'm hard.
Cherry makes sense because the stem you can tie between big toe and the other toe.
Fuck. And then you can put four cherries in there?
Yeah.
That's what I call a wild cherry. Hard.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, God. Spaghetti?
Spaghetti?
Seriously?
Dumb as hell.
Seriously, that man needs to be put on multiple lists. But all of them. No fly list, Epstein list. What is this, a car wash?
I'm kind of in.
And wrapped it around.
You're in. Yeah. Funnel cake would be fucking good. I love funnel cake.
Well, you just like funnel cake.
Yeah.
You just want to put everything.
You don't
everything
like cherries?
No, I love cherries. I don't. Dude, why do all the good cherries need to have a pit in the middle? You're looking at me weird. All the, dude, hold on, are there cherries with no, the maraschino ones are crazy stupid. Yeah. Those are so dumb. Those are cherries that didn't go to college.
They can bring a diabetic to life though. Those are great.
Do you like them?
On the side.
On the side of
like one.
One's fine, yeah. It's like eggnog.
Yeah, eggnog.
Eggnog's insane. What the fuck is eggnog? Reindeer jizz? What the fuck?
Yeah,
is
I believe
eggnog?
So. I don't know, but it makes you feel warm inside.
Oh, it does.
I hate the holidays, but I kind of miss it now.
No, me too. No, I don't. Fuck holidays. Oh, I'm out of the office. Literally, you're fired.
Get back in.
Oh, you're fired.
guys, it's that time.
Oh, it's shit. That time.
I just want to say one thing. Mm-hmm. The warm. I just got onto this. Two things. I'm on board, and both of you guys. Everyone's gonna be like, "Hey, you're dumb. I've been on this for a while." Warm sake. I got back on. I was in the college. Now I'm back on. I fucking love it.
Just plain, or you put it in with cold?
With cold?
Like sake bomb?
Oh no, not sake bomb. Just straight up warm sake.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, dude, it's so nice.
It's great with dinner. Feels like a tea, but.
Ugh. I've been to the sushi restaurant. And just.
Was it the place I told you?
No, that I didn't want to get. I didn't want to get fucked with not having a reservation.
Yeah.
And then. The other thing I've been fucking around with, Mezcal spicy margaritas.
Dude, Mezcal in drinks?
Bitch.
Great. Mezcal in drinks is fun.
Mezcal
feels like you're
spicy
not supposed to be drinking it.
I know. It
feels like you're on uncharted territory.
It feels like I'm drinking like a Sunoco gas station, but in the best way possible.
Fuck. It just feels like that drink's got some stories to tell.
Yeah.
And he's just whittling away like with wood and a knife.
Yeah.
It's like somebody in a movie just whittling with a knife.
Yeah.
That's Mezcal.
Mezcal is like a person like been to Pearl Harbor but won't talk about it.
Yeah. And he's got a name that's crossed out on his forearm and he can't talk about that either.
Yeah, it says Katie. And you're like, what happened to Katie? And he just keeps whittling
and somebody
away.
Somebody else goes, I wouldn't ask him about Katie.
Yeah. Then he throws his wheelchair at you. All right. It's so good though. I don't know why I want to tell you, but I really wanted to tell you. I was so excited. I've been ordering nonstop
Mezcal drinks
spicy,
is good.
Nonstop spicy Mezcal spicy margaritas.
Yeah.
Nonstop. They're insane. So highly recommend. I guess we're doing ads now.
Gabe. For who?
All right, we have a sock talk today. This is a submission from Jake who says,
Paul,
over Christmas, snake. I drove 12 hours by myself to see my parents. I stayed at their place for 4 days. By the time I left, it had been 5 or 6 days of not touching myself.
Holy crap, Ola.
So I drove home on Christmas Day. And after a few hours of driving, I started getting super horny.
Yeah.
Eventually, I just said, fuck it, and I pulled out my dick.
Good.
I jerked off on the interstate going 80 miles per hour on Christmas Day, finished in like 20 seconds.
Yep.
There was light traffic. I don't think anyone saw. Oh, yeah, and I finished into a McDonald's bag.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it, dude.
I'm coming. This is great.
Masturbate on
Talk
the interstate.
Talk about a McRib. That's a McRib.
It's back.
It is back.
That's great. I mean, that's my only problem about jerking off on the road. Well, there's multiple problems, but like, where do you finish? Where do you?
It's a good, yeah, it's a big
McDonald's
problem.
Bag is hilarious.
What do you mean? Just come. I'm sick of this. Where is it going? Just come and worry about it later.
That's like how you recycle.
Yeah. Huh? Yes. Yes. But it just fucking do it.
Yeah, but
oh, no, there's cum in my jeans. Gives a shit. What is that? Honey mustard. Shut up.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, people are like, oh, where am I gonna just come?
Nah, that sounds awful because I hate, like, when I'll eat fast food while I drive sometimes and having like a dipping sauce of honey mustard or something. If you fucking spill a little bit of that and then it's on your hand, it's on your pants, that's the most uncomfortable feeling.
Post nut regret. In the moment, you're like, fuck it, just come. But post nut regret, you're like, fuck. Yeah. In the cup holder? Trying to get your Dr. Pepper out? Fuck!
Oh, man. Yeah, but that's great. McDonald's bag, that's, if any bag, that's where you come.
I bet.
You don't come in like a Birkin bag. Like a McDonald's, like right. That's what you do.
But it is funny, like I picture everything in his car is kind of like Toy Story where they come alive when he's gone. And they're watching him just about to nut. And they're like, oh, fuck, who's he going to grab? McDonald's bag. He's like, no. He just grabs it. Like it's really just whatever's in, not earshot, but whatever's in like hand length, yeah. I guess.
You know what thing gets fucked up the most is fast food napkins. You use fast food napkins for anything. Like if you shit on the highway, if you have an abortion, like it's just like, it's anything, it's for anything.
Yeah.
It's anything you need.
Hardly ever for food.
It's never for food.
Yeah. I always feel like you're never just grabbing one either.
Correct.
You're grabbing an entire fistful of them.
Yeah, they get really shit on. That's the paper they get shit on the most.
Yeah. All right, Secret Sock, anonymous submission.
Let's do it.
This
Hip-hop
says,
anonymous.
I can still remember the very first porn video that I ever busted a nut to, and sometimes I go back and find it. It makes for a very nostalgic jerk off.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if anyone else still remembers and nuts to the first porn they jerked off to, or if I'm alone in this.
You're not alone in this. There's a video that I literally would spend a lot of money to try to find. It's the video that I stole from my friend in high school. And I know exactly what it looks like, and I don't know where it is.
You know, there's a whole subreddit on Reddit for this called Tip of My Penis.
What?
What?
Yeah, and you can describe like a porn scene or some kind of a video.
And somebody can.
Mm-hmm. It's like a collective coming
together.
That's
the same thing on like TikTok when someone's like, where am I? And the guy's like, I'll find you. And you're like, you're in a Kmart, behind a Kmart. Two Kmarts.
That's That's what AI should be working on. What porn is this? Instead of Redditors are just unpaid AIs.
Yeah. You know what I'm sick of? When I ask ChatGPT a question, they go, you shouldn't make fun of. Shut the fuck up.
You know what I'm sick of? Wikipedia is still asking for money. Get your broke ass up and get a fucking job.
100%.
We changed your website so we can pay you. It's like sad. You're like, hey, we're still accepting donations just for $2.99. Your broke ass up. Get a job.
At least hold a dorm for me in front of a goddamn 7-Eleven. Yeah, do something.
If I'm on Wikipedia, I'm not doing well in the first place. You know, it doesn't even know if it's real or not.
Yeah, but I think that
some of them are like locked.
It's
in,
like, yeah, it's like a self. Oh, there is some locked.
Yeah, you can't like change Barack Obama's. You don't think
you
people
should be able to?
But I don't think you can change certain people's for good reasons. You can change anybody's other than that. But that's what's funny about the website. It's like just put a fucking Taco Bell ad up at the top. Like, do you know people go to Wikipedia daily? Like, just throw an ad at it. Don't ask us for money.
Yeah, I don't like it.
$2.99, sir. Shut your broke ass up.
Or just like charge everyone a dollar. Just charge everyone a dollar.
No, I'm not using that shit.
Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't spend a dollar to look at a naked woman, so I'm not looking at a dollar to look at Abraham Lincoln's fucking Wikipedia.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, the please kind of, listen, I understand, but like, to your point, monetize. Like,
figure out a way to add one ad.
Who owns Wikipedia? Like, us? Microsoft? You think we do?
Some people.
Who is, it's not, there's no way Wikipedia is a private. There's no way. Well, actually, maybe there is a way because if a conglomerate owned it, they would monetize. Word.
No, they're owned by the Wikimedia Foundation. It's a nonprofit, technically.
Nonprofits
are
dumb.
Hilarious.
You make money. Yeah. I'm honestly sick of it. When you say you're nonprofit, I go, cool, you're drinking baby's blood. I don't believe anything
it's
you're
too
saying.
Like, oh, no, we don't take money over here. It says in the name. Like, my fraternity was a non-hazing fraternity globally. That's what they're known as.
Yeah, you kicked Stuart down the stairs 3 weeks ago.
The the more you say you're not that, it feels like you are. Yeah, we're a nonprofit.
The guy who sits in the back like, I don't think kids are hot. Well, let me guess what you think is hot.
Nonprofit. Nonprofits.
I mean, literally, we live in America. Nonprofit. Okay. Let me check the books. They're cooked.
They do have their books online.
What do you mean? How much do they make?
Yeah, the books are Harry Potter books. Make money, you idiots.
So this is actually, this hasn't been updated since 2021, but guess how much cash on hand Wikipedia had in 2021?
$20.
68 million.
86 million.
Yeah, nonprofit.
Hold on. Who? Wikipedia had $87 million?
In cash, yeah.
Total
assets, $208 million.
That's what I'm saying. Why are you asking us for money when we're doing the work? That's like when you tip the fucking iPad at a self-serve coffee shop. I'm doing the work. You're asking for a tip. Wikipedia is just, they're literally just holding somebody's name. Oh, Ronald Reagan, throat goat. What? But like, why are you asking for money?
Why are you asking for money when you have over $100 million? What the fuck are you doing?
What's we have to pay for data.
Find a better way. What do you mean you have to pay for data? Your fucking website looks like Craigslist,
Their
you losers.
Website is god-awful.
It's terrible.
It is Craigslist font.
It is. It's Craigslist. It's like, what? You made that on Microsoft Paint.
They made it in 2004 and then went to an island. We know which one. And then they stayed there on vacation forever.
Yeah. No wonder. Ugh, never mind. Yeah, I don't. Fuck you. $207 million,
that's
and you
I'm
need
saying.
To ask us for money?
Like, why?
Where do they spend money on?
Go to the Wikipedia page right now. Just type any Wikipedia. I want to see what it says. Because I was on it recently, and it was like in the bottom, it was like grand. It's like, please, sir, for $2.99. Like, it was like begging.
But it does it. It does it every quarter or every whatever. Like, every year, right? They do the thing like, oh, we're not a free, what the baba dooba da. It's like, stop. First of all, they have $107 million. Where the fuck are they getting it from? Donations?
Yeah.
Okay, do that once every 5 years. More than that. $107 million.
Dude, they could sell that company. I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything about business, but it feels like they could just sell the company, get off, be like clean hands. Like, all right, cool, boom, sold. It's .org? You broke motherfuckers. It's not asking?
No, I have an ad blocker on.
Oh, shit.
So.
The CEO made $800,000.
Yeah. On the books he did.
Obviously, we're shitting on it, and it's like, you know, there's a lot of good that it does, but it's just funny when they ask.
It is hilarious that a nonprofit has $200 million in the bank. It's like when you look at their books, it's like, yes, this actually all makes sense, and the reasons for why they are doing this and they aren't going to sell it is like actually cool because they don't want to have any kind of like bias from governments or commercial interests, so they can put like real information out there. But the fact that they have $200 million on hand,
I will say that little globe thing does look cool.
Pretty sick.
Huh? No, it doesn't. Take the $107 million and complete it, you fucking idiots. I honestly hate Wikipedia. First of all, I don't have a Wikipedia. That's insane. No, it's not. Who gives a shit? But
Do you own a dictionary?
Do I own one?
Yeah.
No.
What the hell would you use with a dictionary in this day and age?
I remember when I used to ask my mom how to spell something. My mom would be like,
look it up in the dictionary. No. That's her way of being like, I don't fucking know.
Of course. But I don't know where the fuck it is. I don't know how to start this word.
Pneumonia? Good fucking luck.
Yeah.
10 million people a year are out here buying a new dictionary.
For what?
A coffee table displays, honestly.
It doesn't make any sense.
That's a podcast.
That's a podcast.
Call it.
All right, guys. That's a podcast, man. Thank you so much for watching and listening. We really appreciate it. And come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Boss on our tour. And friendly reminder, we have a mother effing Patreon. Patreon.com/tipstockspod, $5 a month. You get a Wikipedia page? No. You get 4 extra episodes ad-free, drops every Friday. Same amazing content, but different episodes. And, you know, our parents don't listen to the Patreon, so they're a little more wild. So go get that. And tell the friend about the show. We love you guys. Till next Wednesday, we are out.
Wiki feet.
Big old dick.
Goddamn.